It's both a blessing and a curse.
A lot of people say, well, I got money to burn, or I got plenty of money because I don't have to pay for clothes, or I don't have to pay for day-to-day expenses. They're paying for my housing. I got plenty of money.
When veterans transition back to civilian life, it's usually the first time in their lives they've had to worry about day-to-day expenses. Anderson Wozni with Edelman Financial says more often than not that leads to problems.
You see the same thing in professional sports to a different degree, obviously. You're getting a much smaller paycheck, but to you it's still a lot of money because you haven't had any.
A survey done in 2013 by the University of North Carolina and Duke found about one-third of post-9/11 veterans had been contacted by a collection agency, exceeded their credit limits, or written a bad check.
Well, they're not thinking about their career 5, 10, 15 years from now and what that debt will do. And oftentimes, if they're coming straight out of high school, there's not a lot of education with respect to what we're dealing with the miracle of compound interest on the backside.
That same study also found a likely link between a lack of financial literacy and homelessness, saying some lessons on money management could easily be added to pre- and post-deployment programs. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.